I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you run an agency that resettles refugees, these days you might not have a lot of work. You're lucky if your agency is even still open. That's because the Trump administration continues to cut to record lows the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. From Los Angeles, here's KCRW's Saul Gonzalez with our story.
We can use the benches for food, too.
It's a warm Sunday afternoon in Los Angeles, and families have gathered in a park to enjoy the day and each other's company. It looks like a classically American scene, but many here are refugees who recently arrived in the United States, fleeing violence and persecution in some of the world's most dangerous countries, like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria.
We walk, me and my family, my mother, my wife, my four kids, we walk from Syria to Jordan. We went to the camps of the refugees in Jordan. We lived there like 4 years. Then we came here.
That's Ayman Issa, a one-time barber in Damascus who was driven out of his native country by its bloody civil war. He says if he hadn't fled Syria when he did, he wouldn't be alive.
We felt like we are dead.
You felt you were going to die.
Yeah. Everything's gone. Our homes, our trees, our everything. Our jobs, our stores, everything's gone. Everything. Yes.
So it was life or death?
Yes.
Ayman, though, is lucky because he petitioned to come to the U.S. as a refugee and was accepted. But under the Trump administration, America's doors are closing. Refugee caps have been slashed from 110,000 a year to 30,000 next year. That would be the lowest number of refugees admitted since 1980.
Yeah, I think it's no secret. It's been a 180-degree change.
That's Martin Zog, the executive director of the L.A. Office of the International Rescue Committee, which resettles refugees in Southern California. Zog says as the U.S. reduces its refugee caps, the number of people his office helps has plummeted.
It's translated into reducing the number of refugees to a tenth of what we had anticipated.
A tenth?
That's right. So typically we would resettle between 2,500 and 3,000 refugees in this region every year. Last year, we hit about 400. This year, we're going to be probably far less than that.
But at least Zog's office is still open. 5 out of 9 refugee agencies in the L.A. area have closed because of reduced refugee numbers, and others are cutting back services.
And as we go forward, it's very likely that we'll see even further reductions here.
At the park gathering, Ayman Issa says that although he's happy to be in the U.S., he thinks frequently of all the refugees who now won't be able to get into the country because of the Trump administration's caps. Knowing what it's like to feel desperation as a refugee, Ayman believes they'll lose all hope.
Sometimes when you haven't any hope of life and all the doors are closed in front of you, sometimes you prefer to death.
You prefer to die?
Yeah. When you find all the doors are closed, it's the death.
But even as refugee numbers are cut, some believe that creates opportunities for American refugee agencies to think more creatively about how they help newcomers to this country. That includes putting them in touch with more ordinary Americans.
We want to make it easy and enjoyable for people to get involved to directly help their resettling neighbors.
That's Mary Whitehill, a former advertising executive who in 2016 founded the refugee aid group Miri's List. It organized the gathering at the park, which brought together the refugees with American families.
Jada, do you know Rabia?
Whitehill believes big refugee agencies can be more nimble and create a pro-refugee constituency in the U.S. by harnessing social media and crowdsourcing so Americans can meet and help refugees directly.
And to really put a face and a picture and an experience, to meet a family, to sit down with them, get to know their culture through food, get to hear some of their family stories. You know, these are the things that will stick with us in our memories and in our hearts.
Whitehill says interacting with Americans also allows refugees to feel, well, less like refugees and more like ordinary people.
What we focus on are the things that make people feel alive. Intervening is the difference in their arrival being a continuation of their refugee experience versus the end of their refugee experience and the beginning of their new life here in America.
Ayman Issa says the Americans he's met through Whitehill's group have helped him assimilate into American life. But as the U.S. cuts refugee numbers, he wishes elected officials could look beyond the politics of the issue and see refugees as ordinary people trying to find a better and safer life.
Actually, I hate politics. Yeah, I hate borders. It is earth. It is for everybody. I think.
For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.